Good afternoon, friends, and I'm your host, Alka, and I welcome you all on EBC Radio 1170 AM, Aapki Choice. Today is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. So today we will be talking to Dr. Ken Shea, and this segment is brought to you by Robert Wood Johnson, Barnabas Health, and Rutgers Cancer Institute of New Jersey. Dr. Ken Shea is a board-certified urologist with Robert Wood Johnson Barnabas Health Medical Group who sees patients in Bloomfield, Lyndhurst, and Newark, New Jersey. He specializes in caring for patients with enlarged prostates and stone disease as well as female urologist concerns. Dr. Shea is a graduate of Sunny Downstate Medical School in Brooklyn, New York. He completed his residency at Albert Einstein College of Medicine in Bronx, New York, affiliated with Clara Mass Medical Center and Newark Beth Israel Medicine Center. Dr. Shea is fluent in Spanish, Taiwanese, and Mandarin. So with that said, Dr. Shea, welcome on EBC Radio. How are you doing?
Good, good. Thank you. Good afternoon, and thank you to EBC Radio for having me on today. And to celebrate or regarding prostate cancer, Prostate Awareness Month.
Yes, thank you so much for coming on Awaves of EBC Radio, Dr. Ken Shea, and making my listeners aware of and taking precautions and be educated why prostate cancer happens and what precautions they can take and make them more aware about this prostate cancer. So I have a few list of questions to ask you today, and I hope we can have this entertaining and educational show today. So why is it important for men to understand the importance of early detection of prostate cancer?
So prostate cancer is a very slow, indolent disease. But the great, great news is that we have so many treatment options in our armamentarium. And the key to prostate cancer is early detection. If you find it early, you don't have to die. Most men, through early detection, will not die of prostate cancer. This is a little bit of a sidebar. Men, I'm one of them, are terrible patients. They, a lot of times, take care of everybody else. They take care of their cars better than they take care of their bodies. And the worst thing is when I see a patient who has delayed detection of prostate cancer, I always ask them, why did it take you so long to come to see me? And they said, I feel fine. Mm-hmm. And the worst three words in the English language is I feel fine, because what happens is you don't feel the prostate cancer until a very, very late stage. Early detection saves lives. And I don't know how else to say this, but men who drive cars, they have no problems getting a tune-up. They have no problems getting an oil change for their car. And I always tell them, you don't wait until your car breaks down on the side of the street to get a tune-up or oil change for a car. But yet, you wait until something bad happens to your body to go get a physical exam, to go get checked up. And once again, I can't emphasize more enough, early detection saves lives. Men who get detected early don't die of their prostate cancer.
So, dear listeners and friends, if you're listening to us right now, Dr. Ken Shea cannot say it louder than this, what he just said, that men must take care of themselves and they should go for the routine checkups and check out prostate cancer and see if it there, if you are detected early, you can be saved. Otherwise, late detection can bring you in danger. So, you know, please go through your routine checkups and see your family physician and follow what they tell you to do. Right, doctor?
Absolutely. Absolutely, Alka.
So, doctor, so at what age should individuals begin screening for prostate cancer?
So that has been a little bit of a moving target. Approximately, about 7 years ago, the U.S. Preventive Task Force said, oh, you don't have to get screened. It led to a lot of people not being detected in time. At this point, the United States Preventive Task Force recommends age 55 to 70 to have a discussion with your physician regarding screening. We do recommend 55 to 70 to get a prostate checkup. And because prostate cancer is a genetic disease, if you have prostate cancer, your first degree relative, such as your brother or your son, whom you share DNA with, have three times the risk of prostate cancer, at which point we recommend starting screening at 45 for those people with a family history of prostate cancer in their first degree relative.
So you're saying, like, if you have any family history of prostate cancer, you should go 10 years younger, early for your test?
That is correct. First degree relatives, meaning your brother or your son, mm-hmm. with whom you share half your DNA with.
Okay. Great. So what are the types of prostate cancer screening, doctor, then? And how can they really, what test they should start at age 40 or 50, depending in what scenario they are?
So right now, the current recommendations for prostate screening, it's very simple. It's a blood test called PSA, and that just stands for prostatic-specific antigen. Mm-hmm. And it's just a simple blood test, and many physicians actually include it as part of their complete physical exam. In addition to a digital rectal exam, just for the physician to feel your prostate. Now, just to clarify, this does not have to be done with the urologist. Your family physician is trained and capable of doing all of the above. We usually come into play as urologists when there's any abnormalities and they refer to us. So, to be quite frank with you, it's a blood test that you should be getting. That's part of what you should be getting anyway, mm-hmm. in addition to a rectal exam, which is part of your standard annual physical at a certain age.
So those are very simple. Like, you know, it's not like something they have to go to the hospital or hospitalized or, routine. It's like a regular annual checkup when you go for your routine checkup, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely, and it should be included as part of your annual checkup. And the single most important part, as I said before, Alka, is that men just have to go for their annual checkups.
That is where I was coming. Like, you know, it looks like men are not somebody who go for the annual checkup, because if this is a routine checkup, it cannot be hidden, it cannot be missed. So they should... They should make sure, and every insurance covers them for the annual checkup. So I don't know.
Right, and just to go off a little bit on that, Alka, I do free screenings. Okay. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of institutions that do free screenings. In addition, pretty much all the insurances pay for these wellness checkups. They actually have a separate category. But even in the people who don't have insurance, many institutions, I can't speak to all of them, mm-hmm. Do free screenings twice, three times a year, at which point the fact that they don't have insurance or, you know, they're afraid of the cost shouldn't even be a part of the equation anymore.
So listeners, again, we are speaking to Dr. Ken Shea, and he's a urologist, and he is really making you aware. This September is a month, it's a prostate cancer awareness month, and he's really making you guys aware that you must, especially men, must go for the annual checkup, and there are several free tests happens where they do screening. So please look around your facilities, whatever you live, wherever you live, and see who can help you. It's nothing like it's a dangerous or very long procedure thing. It is one checkup, one test, and I think it will save your life, and it will make you aware what's happening in your body. So please be careful and take care of your body and take care of yourself and go through these routine checkups for prostate cancer. So now, doctor, what are some of the symptoms of prostate cancer?
So unfortunately, because it's such an indolent and slow disease, most patients that we diagnose with prostate cancer are actually asymptomatic. Unfortunately, by the time you feel symptoms of pain in the bones, frequency, urgency, and problems urinating, if it's because of prostate cancer, it's too late. That means that it has spread to the bones, or it has gone outside of the prostate. So unfortunately, like I said at the beginning, the worst three words are, I feel fine. Because even though you feel fine, it doesn't mean that you don't have prostate yet.
So every individual is different. Some might feel the pains early, some may feel late. So you never know like how much your fighting power is there. And
right.
Symptoms can occur late where it's already too late.
Yes, and that's the unfortunate truth. By the time you feel something and come to see me, most of the time it's too late.
Okay, so, you know, please, my dear friends, listen to Dr. Kenshe and follow what he's telling you. He's not scaring you. This is something awareness we are doing, and everyone should take care of themselves. So now, can you talk about the prevalence of prostate cancer in the South Asian population?
So the South Asian population is actually very interesting. I had to do some research into this. And I'm extrapolating some from South Asian Americans, South Asians who live in Britain, and the data from India by itself. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So we know from the epidemiological studies out of India that it is the second most prevalent cancer in India.
Mm.
All right. Worldwide, it is the second most prevalent cancer also. But what's really interesting is I looked at the data coming out of India.
Mm-hmm.
It's different depending, it varies a lot depending on the rural area versus the big cities.
Okay.
So I'm going to come back to this. So there's a high incidence in India. Okay. Now, they looked at, because there's a large population of South Indians in Britain, they actually did a comparison in Britain between the Caucasian British versus the South Asians there.
Hmm.
And what's interesting is in Britain, the South Asians had a slightly decreased incidence versus the Caucasian Britons over there.
Hmm.
All
right. Okay.
Those are two things I want to highlight. Of course, like I spoke before, genetics makes a big difference, but diet makes a big difference also.
So that's where I was coming to the point. Like you said, in India, prostate cancer is very, very common. So what could be the cause that is, one thing you said is genetic, but
right.
What could be other is diet, what we eat, or?
Actually, the diet, I believe that the rural diet actually helps prevent the prostate cancer.
So, if you don't mind, doctor, I know most of the Indians, they are vegetarian. So,
right, and that's why I want to touch on. So, there actually was a study out of Loma Linda recently in the Journal of Oncology, Journal of Nutritional Oncology, something like that. I was just looking at it recently, where they showed a vegan diet confers a 35% decrease in prostate cancer incidence. Once again, a vegan diet confers a 35% decrease in prostate cancer. That's huge.
Yeah, so that means the animal product should be avoided.
Absolutely. That's in terms of prostate cancer, we do know that there's a significant decrease in, if you look at the, and I'll be quite frank with you, I'm not expert on, you know, the different cities in India, mm-hmm. but the cities in India have much, much higher incidence of prostate cancer than the rural areas. Now, I don't know if it's a function of decreased number of diagnoses, but this study was based out of a few registrars in India, where they showed that large cities, especially, I don't know exactly why, Delhi, had probably one of the highest incidences.
Hmm. Okay. Because I know in India they eat a lot of butter, they eat a lot of ghee and milk. So those are definitely not vegan. And non-veg is also there. But yeah, diet, one has to look into and consult the dietitian or consult the doctors and balance the diet and see what is, you know, good for the entire body. And then.
Absolutely.
So because sometimes protein is required to your body, then, you know, there are certain sources which could be vegan or not vegan. And then we have to worry about if we go complete vegan, from where to get the protein if you're a vegetarian, mm-hmm. right? So
right, and then here's the great. I mean, the Indians, the South Asians, and have been doing this for such a long time that they generated a lot of recipes that are balanced.
Mm-hmm.
To be quite frank with you, it's the Americans don't know how to do this that well,
mm-hmm.
Because their diet and the recipes are not as balanced as, you know, the people who've been, you know, have a long culture of vegetarianism.
Yes. All right, doctor. So I think, friends, if you're listening again, Dr. Kenshe is saying the diet is very, very one of the biggest thing which also causes cancer, prostate cancer. So you must consult your doctor and see a right dietitian who can guide you to get the right diet, balanced diet, and you can go for screening for prostate cancer regularly, do your annual checkup. So now, doctor, what should listeners seek? Why should listeners seek cancer care at an NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center like Rutgers Cancer Institute of New Jersey, in partnership with Clara Mass Medical Center and Newark Beth Israel Medical Center?
So we belong to a group of physicians, part of Robert Wood Johnson Barnabas Health System.
Mm-hmm.
It is a group of 13 hospitals that are interconnected with professional relationships. There's a cancer center, the NCI Designated Comprehensive Cancer Center, runs a lot of studies, the newest technology, the newest, medicines and, treatment options. And it definitely gives you, more arrows in your quiver for things that can become complicated.
Okay.
So the hospitals I go to are Clare Mass, North Beth Israel, and they're the community hospitals. And we treat we can treat most of the disease states and everything. But there are times when things become complicated and you need a tertiary referral center. And we're part of it. We have computer access. We have relationships with all these people who are running all these studies and employing the newest treatments and therapies that may be not widely accepted yet.
So you're saying, Doctor, yeah, so you're saying that they're all within one network.
Yes, we're 13 hospitals all in the network of Robert Wood Johnson Barnabas Health.
Yeah, so like all the facility, like all the services are in one facility, and you as a patient doesn't need to run around. So everything can
be seen. Well, no, so we are networked together, but we are spread apart among different facilities. Mm-hmm. But if necessary, we could refer to the cancer center. And that's one facility with a navigator. There are people who take personal interest in your care to just guide you, because it gets so complicated once you get referred to the cancer center. And it's multidisciplinary in terms of radiation oncologists. We have a nutritionist. We have oncologists. We have urologists at the cancer center. But that's the place where there's everything and the newest things that may not be available everywhere else as of yet.
Well, we are glad that's all in New Jersey. We have all this facility, and all my listeners who resides in New Jersey, if you have any problems in your friends and family, Cancer Institute of New Jersey is a place to go and check it out. And they have all latest technologies and latest equipments and all. And doctors are so great. So you must. So, doctor, if anybody want to get in touch with you or the hospital, how can they do that?
Sure. So my office number is 973-743-4450. And they can call at any time. Mm-hmm. There are specifically a number for the Cancer Institute of New Jersey. It's 844-CANCER-NJ. That's 844-226-2376. Once again, 844-CANCER-NJ.
That's good enough, doctor. So now in the end, can you please give some tip to our EBC radio listeners to prevent getting prostate cancer?
Sure. So the single most important thing, and I'm going to sound like their mother.
Well, so that's the awareness is, right?
Right. So the single most important thing, the long life, and it's not a big secret. It's what your mother used to tell you. Eat your vegetables. Get enough rest. Drink plenty of water. Exercise. And I'll be the first one to tell you, I probably don't do that every day, even though my mother has been telling me all my life to do so. But it's specifically in terms of prostate cancer. We do know that if you could lean more towards a vegetarian/vegan diet, it could possibly decrease your incidence of prostate cancer. But at the end, mm-hmm. it's early detection. I can't say it enough that early mm-hmm. detection saves lives if we find it early enough.
Yes.
Very simply, you're not going to die.
Right. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Ken Shea, for coming on EBC Radio and educating our listeners on prostate cancer. So looking forward to speaking to you more in coming time. So thank you again.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure and an honor, Alka.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And I thank Robert Wood Johnson Health, Barnabas Health, and Rutgers Cancer Institute of New Jersey for supporting this show and making awareness for prostate cancer and making our listeners educate with prostate cancer awareness. So please, listeners, I hope you enjoyed this educational session with Dr. Ken Shea. And I thank him and thank Robert Wood Johnson, Barnabas Health, for giving us this opportunity. So
it's my pleasure. Be well and be safe.
Yes.